Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We just had Joe Brooks in from the Salvation Army, and we now have Lisa Wilson in from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, Lisa, usually we have a lot of stuff to talk about, but today we're going to keep it down to one thing today, because today, this Saturday is humongous. It is the 2019 Veterans Day of Honor.
That's right. As you said, we always have lots to talk about, and though we are keeping it to one subject, we still have lots to talk
Absolutely.
About. So I've checked the weather. First and foremost, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day. It's 60 degrees, I believe, full sun, no rain. So it's going to be an awesome day to celebrate our veterans. That will take place in Independence this Saturday, November the 9th. We will kick off the day's events with a free Veterans Appreciation Breakfast. Starts from 7 to 8:30 at the Riverside Park enclosed 4-H building. Sponsored by Atmos Energy, Knights of Columbus, and the Young Professionals of Independence. If you are a veteran and would like to join other veterans for an appreciation breakfast, please call the Chamber at 331-1890. That way we have some idea of how many pancakes and sausage and things to fix that morning.
Absolutely.
So we're very, very excited to be able to serve breakfast to our veterans. We will then stay in the park area because we have the Run for the Colors 5K Fun Run and Walk that will follow the breakfast. But before we do the fun run and walk, we do a Veterans Walk of Honor. So registration starts at 8 for the fun run and walk. But at 9 o'clock, we will have a very meaningful Veterans Walk of Honor. All of the veterans from the breakfast, anyone who wasn't able to get to breakfast, everyone is invited to come out to the Park Oval. My dad was in the Korean War, and so I will be walking in his honor. So it's not just a walk for veterans. It's a walk for any family member that might be walking in memory or in honor of someone. And so that will take place at the Park Oval at 9 o'clock. As I said, it's very powerful. It's a great way to honor our veterans. And the Fun Run is being sponsored by Labette Health. They are our premier sponsor. And I say that because all of the money that is raised from the Fun Run and the 5K run goes to buy brackets to finish our banner project in downtown Independence and out on West Main. We're putting up all the veterans' banners. And in order to purchase more brackets for West Main, we need to raise some more money, and Labette Health is helping us do that, so we appreciate their sponsorship. We also have sponsorships from American Legion, the Hub Church of Indy, the Cinemas in Independence, and Newton's True Value, so huge shout out to them, and especially to Labette Health for helping us hopefully finish the race and get the banner project all wrapped up. We have a cornhole tournament, which was huge last year, even though we had bad weather and we had to stay inside. We still had all kinds of expert cornhole players that came for that. And part of the proceeds from the cornhole tournament will also go to the banner project. So here's what you need to know if you want to enter that. Registration is at 9:30. The tournament starts at 10:30. It will be outside on the east lawn of Memorial Hall. It's $30 for a team of two, double elimination, limited to 32 teams, no age limit. Everyone is welcome. And half the cash payout goes to the winners and half goes to support the banner project. And if you have other questions, you can call Justin at 688-1833. Again, call Justin at 688-1833. Following that, you can head over to the museum. They'll be open all day for a military exhibit. They're providing donuts and coffee to all of our veterans during the morning hours. And admission is completely free that day for our veterans. So that's a great gift that they are providing our community. And then we have something special back out at the park. It's the Veterans Freedom Square Memorial Tribute. It's very meaningful. Again, they will be reading all the names of the pavers that are at the Veterans Freedom Square. And then they will also be awarding the Voice of Democracy and Patriot's Pen Essay Award winners. Those are middle school kids and high school kids that have written essays. And so those will be presented out at the park as well. So that's at 10:30. And then head on downtown, because that's where a lot of the other things will take place. There will be some pre-parade activities from 11:30 to 1:30. And that will be at the Civic Center. and there will be inflatables for the kids. The Army Reserve will be coming from Pittsburgh, and they will have a football throw and a basketball toss. And so there's those two inflatables for like the older kids, and then the jumpy bounce house inflatables for the younger kids. And then in the parking lot of AutoZone will also be a Heroes and Hot Rods car show. And all that, again, will take place from 11:30 to 1:30, allowing a 30-minute window for them to pull their cars out of AutoZone parking lot and go get ready for the parade at 2 o'clock. And then at 12 o'clock, right across the street from Memorial Hall, is Celebration Park. And we will be raising the flag at noon, and there will be the Fallen Soldier Cross presentation, which they did at Niwala, and it's really cool. So that will all take place at noon, and then you'll just walk back across the street, and there's a community bean feed in the Civic Center, and along with that will be Colonel William Campbell's Memorial Tribute, and that's a video presentation and a verbal presentation about Colonel William Campbell, and that will be at approximately about 12:15. It will be shown in the Civic Center while everyone is enjoying the bean feed. And then after that, if that wasn't enough, the biggest event of the day will be the parade. It will start at 2 o'clock. It goes, if you're familiar with the Kitty Parade in Independence, it will go opposite the Kitty Parade. It will start down at Maple Street and, Penn Avenue and Maple Street. That's where First United Methodist Church is. So down in the vicinity of Potts Funeral Home in that area. And it will then head north. And so opposite of that, and it will end at the Civic Center, Memorial Hall, very appropriate. And then two other things. One other thing. Be sure and look up. Two things will be happening that day. Westar Energy will be flying a huge flag right over downtown Independence in the area of Annie Mae's. And then right after the parade starts, we are having a KC-46 flyover. So when you hear the parade start, you'll want to keep your eyes in the sky and enjoy the beautiful KC-46 as it flies over downtown Independence at the beginning of the Veterans Parade. Two Harley Davidsons are being given away. Wouldn't you love to win one of those?
That'd be fun.
No kidding. They are giving those away at 8 o'clock at the VFW Post 1186. You can still get tickets. You can go get tickets at the VFW. So there's still time to purchase tickets. And then Memorial Day is actually on Monday. We're celebrating on the weekend. But on Monday at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center at the high school, Mid-Continent Band will be doing a special Veterans Day band concert. So everyone is welcome to that. It's free. The community is invited. If you need more information about all the events going on, and I did forget one, I'm going to back up. But if you need more information, call the Chamber at 331-1890. Check out our Facebook page. All of the event flyers are going to be posted on there, and you'll be able to check out all the information. But one extra thing, if you're a parent listening and you have a child, probably kindergarten through fifth grade, or maybe, I don't know. Anyway, there's a bike parade, and all the kids are encouraged to bring their bikes downtown, ride in the parade, and then if you rode your bike in the parade, you'll get a ticket during the parade, and then they go into a drawing, and immediately following the parade on the steps of the Memorial Hall, they will be giving away a boy's bike and a girl's bike, so that is crazy fun for all the kids, and it's always fun to see all those kids ride their bikes in the parade honoring our veterans.
So the adults get motorcycles, the kids get bicycles.
That's right.
So hey, there we go, a little bit for everybody, huh?
That's right. So it's going to be a great day, and again, the weather is beautiful, and our veterans are so excited about the day. It's a great way for all of us to show our extreme appreciation for those veterans that are serving now, have served, and have lost their lives. So please get out. You know, it's going to be fun. If you still want to get a parade entry in, you know, if you have a car you want to drive or a banner you want to carry or anything, call the office. We'll get you plugged in. I haven't completely finished the parade lineup, so I'd love to have you. And then the more people that are watching the parade, you know, the more excited that our veterans are about seeing people coming out and supporting them. So it's important we have a great crowd. So forget about cleaning the house and just get out and enjoy a complete day of honoring our veterans.
Absolutely. It will be a complete day. Starts early in the morning and goes all the way to the afternoon. So it'll be fun, but it's also honoring our veterans. And definitely appreciate that, Lisa. Thank you for coming in today and talking about this great event that's happening this Saturday.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.